This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
I heard this story going around the last couple of days in the news about the lady who boiled some eggs. She boiled six eggs. She was eating them. And then she felt something in her mouth. Inside one of the eggs was a diamond.
What?
What?
Like a diamond ring?
Just a diamond. Well, it was actually a cubic zirconia.
Oh, yes.
It's a synthetic gem.
Oh, yeah.
Often found in jewellery.
Okay.
So this is in the news. She's 39-year-old. She's a bride-to-be, and she thought, oh, wow, this is a beautiful sign. I found a diamond inside my egg. Hmm. Wasn't placed there by her fiancé or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
She reckons it was just inside her egg. Now, if you're a scientist, you might go, well, that's balderdash. Because how on earth could a cubic zirconia get inside an egg?
Yeah, what comes first, the egg or the cubic zirconia?
Exactly. That's what scientists have been asking for years now. Mm. So, I mean, some people don't think this is true, but I am fascinated by it. I'm going to pretend it's true because I love the story. I love all these stories about what you find in your food. We've done this before, and always fascinating results. So please give us a call on 13 24 10. If you've found something unusual in your food, it probably won't be a diamond or a cubic zirconia.
Yeah, no.
It'll probably be something gross.
Yeah, really gross.
You know, it could be a rodent.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a body part.
Sure. Fingernail.
Fingernail.
Yeah.
Hair.
Yeah. Oh, we're apprehensive with these calls we're going to get right now, aren't we, guys?
Here we go. 13, 24, 10. What have you found in your food?
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Right now, we're asking you to ring through 13 24 10 and tell us what you found in your food.
Because Sally Thompson found a cubic zirconia in her egg. Okay. I think it just fell off her head.
Yeah, I mean, fell
off her head and onto the plate.
There's no way a chicken could ingest a gem and then egg it out, is there?
I don't know. Like, I'm reading all the comments on the story, and there's farmers on there, and there's chicken specialists saying, well, unless it was in the chicken's ovary, it can't happen. But then there's other people saying, no, the chicken, the egg, I don't know. It goes back up the chicken thing, and then it comes. I don't know. Mm. It does smell a little bit fishy.
All right, well, Shaylee's rang through asking you what you found in your food. Shaylee, hi.
What happened? What did your mum find in the food?
So, mum has terrible luck when we go out to restaurants. She's found pieces of glass, bits of rubber gloves, bugs, and it's always her. Nobody else.
No.
Okay, bits of rubber glove?
Yeah, like blue rubber gloves, like the fingertip.
Oh, gross.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe your mum's just really observant, and those things are in food all the time, and we don't see them, but your mum does. Your mum's a legend.
I hope not.
Yeah. When mum cooks dinner at home, is any of the same stuff in the food she cooks?
No.
No.
Good question, Shane. Let's go to Peter, who's on the phone too.
Don't tell us where you got this from, but what'd you find, Peter?
We found a Band-Aid in a pizza.
Oh.
Boo.
Oh, gross.
Boo.
It was pretty gross.
Because that's bad enough in the swimming pool, but on a pizza, no. Was it a chef's Band-Aid? Was it a blue one?
No, it was just a normal colour Band-Aid.
Oh, the flesh ones are the worst. Yep. Yeah, that's gross. Okay,
flesh.
Thank you, Peter.
Flesh for fantasy.
I'm out of love. Anastasia's on the phone, guys. Morning.
Morning.
What did you find, Anastasia?
Well, I found a fly baked in my apple muffin when I was about to take a bite of it.
Oh, gross. What was it doing in the muffin? Having a lovely meal.
But it was baked inside because I saw this wing and then I looked at it and I opened up like the paper a bit more and then I saw a fly.
Yuck.
Oh my gosh, that's gross.
That's the worst. Good protein though.
Mm. Thanks, Anastasia.
I love Anastasia.
Daniel's on the phone.
She's 11.
Daniel,
no,
hi.
Noted down as
probably the morning,
week.
Guys. Oh.
Yes. Daniel, what'd you find?
We sat down for dinner and we had the salt shaker in the middle of the table and we saw a rat tooth in the shaker.
Sorry. A rat tooth?
A rat tooth.
Yeah.
Yuck! How do you know it was a rat tooth?
We Googled tooth. It was definitely a tooth. We just didn't know what kind and we looked it up and it was probably a rat tooth.
Right. What'd you do with it? What happened then? Did you take it back or what'd you do?
No, it's kind of a momentum. It's sat on the side still. It's still there.
Ah, that's nice. I love keeping good momentum.
Yeah, thank you, Brett's Daniel. Teeth.
All right, guys.
Is that Daniel? Is that our boss's son?
Is it? Dan.
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 Yeah.
No, what's your dad's name?
What's your dad's name?
Sorry?
Dan, what's your dad's name?
Steve.
Yeah.
Well, it's close, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, guys, coming up.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Good morning, it is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. Guys, I've got a mind-blowing fact for you.
Yes! Mind-blowing facts!
Yes, because I'm all about improving the mind. You know what I mean? That's what I'm here for. I'm here to mature your mind.
Right, like a mature cheese?
like a vintage. Anywho, guys, here's an amazing mind-blowing fact. Now, when I read it, it took me a while to kind of sink in and then go through it, but I'm going to share it with you. Are you ready for it?
This is going
to
be terrible.
This is actually really good.
I don't believe you can bring anything to the table that's going to blow my mind.
I know, usually I don't pump up the stuff I do.
No, he doesn't, so that's why I think it is going to be mind-blowing.
Where it's the reverse, really, with Dylan Lewis. You know how you always pump up everything
and
I do?
And it's a letdown.
It's just a little bit of a disappointment.
It's a little bit.
This is kind of different to that.
What?
Here's the mind-blowing fact. The word Australia has three A's in it, right?
Mm.
We know that.
Yeah.
But they're all pronounced differently.
Oh.
Think about it.
Oh, A-R. Oh, A-R.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Oh, my mind's about to blow.
Oh, good. I'll play this then.
Oh,
yucky.
It's gone everywhere.
You're welcome, guys. That's my mind-blowing fact.
Thanks.
That's accidentally awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, mate.
That should be the tag of our show.
Accidentally awesome.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Let's talk about twins. Okay. I love twins. I'm fascinated
good
by
you,
twins.
Good on you, mate.
Articles came out today talking about Sharon and Michelle, of course, from Married at First Sight, guys. And just talking about how the fact that twins, and we always hear this as well, that twins have some kind of inter-brain connection.
Magic.
You know what I mean? That, like, you know, if someone gets stung by a bee and they're in Canberra and the other one's in Perth, the twin in Perth will go, oh, geez, I felt something on my arm. You know what I mean? Don't you hear that all the time?
Yeah. Magic. Magic twin stuff.
Is it true? That is the question. I'd love to know right now, 132410, Twins of Adelaide, if you're a twin, can you get on the phone? So many questions to ask you.
Okay, this is fun.
Is this twin sense real? Is it a real thing? Or is it all just balderdash?
Yeah.
Never said balderdash before.
No.
That's all right.
Doesn't suit you.
No, it doesn't, does it? Anyway, guys, are you a twin? Do you know a twin? Tell them to ring us right now, 132410. We're going to do a bit of a study on your twinness, all right?
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
We're talking twins.
Are they magic?
Yeah. The story's come out today about the twins from Married at First Sight, Sharon and Michelle, saying that they share inner abilities. And they can sense each other's vibes. And you've always heard this about twins, but whether or not it's real, we don't know. Now, we've got two twins on the show. Evelyn works here on the show as well. Miles as well. They're both twins. And they both say that this kind of interconnection between twins, it doesn't really happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to hear from someone who it does happen with.
Well,
these guys must be fake twins.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What kind of twin is Miles? He's a different kind of twin.
Non-identical.
Non-identical.
Yeah, same with Evelyn as well. Evelyn believes she's the evil twin.
Evil twin.
Yeah, there is evil in the word Evelyn. A little bit. Anyway, guys, let's speak to Clara, who's on the phone. Good morning.
Morning.
Are you a twin?
Yes, I am. I'm identical.
Oh, okay. You're an identical twin.
Oh, okay. Do you have any of this magic stuff happens?
Sometimes. Like, we do sense if, like something's going wrong. Like, if she's in a different room, I know if something's not right.
Wow.
Is it just a feeling you get inside?
Yeah, it's just like a sense. Like, sometimes she'll be in a totally different place. For example, she'll be in the city, I'll be at home, and I'll be like, okay, something doesn't feel right. I think I should go over there and go and see if she's okay.
Really?
And are you correct when you have that feeling and you see if she's okay and then she's not okay?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Mm. And do you ever, do the kind of Lindsay Lohan movie where you're twins and you swap boyfriends for a day and no one notices? Do you ever do that kind of gear as an identical twin?
Dude.
I mean, like, when we were in year six, we did swap classes at one stage and the teachers didn't know.
Classic.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Okay, thank
you. That's what I would do.
Paz is on the phone too. Paz, good morning.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good, Paz.
Are you a twin?
Yeah, mate. Yep.
An identical twin, Paz?
Yeah, identical, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have any of the magic stuff happen?
Oh, yeah, not really, but we definitely fool our mate.
You fool your mates?
I can sense his numbers, but they're all pre-planned.
Anyway. Oh, okay, got you.
Oh, no,
okay,
you're a faker. But what if you punch yourself in the arm right now, will your bro feel it?
Definitely not. He's asleep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, try it. See if he wakes up. Punch yourself in the arm now.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
Come on.
Okay, we're not encouraging our listeners.
I can't do it.
Yeah, it's all right. Let's not encourage our listeners to punch themselves.
Well, just in the arm, just a corker.
Thank you, Paz. What's your brother's name, by the way?
Michael.
Yeah. Let's go to Cassie. Let's go to Cassie. Hi, Cassie.
Good morning.
Cassie, you're a twin.
Yes, I am.
Identical.
There's so many twins.
I know, there's twins everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Double trouble.
I know, Cassie. Do you get the magic thing happening?
Yeah, my twin's name's Mary. When we had a year 9 vaccination, she felt my pain. When I was in labour, she felt my pain.
Wow.
We finish each other's sentences.
Cute.
We just have this sense. I just feel like, you know, when we think of things, like she'll think similar things. And, it's lovely being a twin, but it's weird at the same time because you're just seeing a mirror image of yourself.
Yeah, it would be weird, wouldn't it? Thank you there, Cassie.
It would be horrifying.
Analysis of twins. Jade's also on the phone.
I hate to have more of me.
I know, a terrifying world.
How annoying.
I know, Jade, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Jade.
Are you a twin, Jade?
Yeah, I am.
Oh.
All right, how old are you?
12.
And how old's your twin?
12. Oh. 2 minutes older.
Good. Oh, two minutes older. Good.
Cool. Do you feel any of the magic things happening?
Yeah, because when she went into surgery on her nose, I felt like something was going up my nose and I was crying.
Ah, what?
Oh, Jade. Oh, God. And how long ago was that?
I think about a year ago.
Yeah, okay. Wow. That is full on, isn't it?
Okay. Okay,
can
so
we,
it's real.
I want to do some tests.
Okay, yeah.
Get Miles in here.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Punch himself in the arm.
It's this video, Miles punching himself in the arm for an hour. Okay, good guys, it's research.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova, and let's get into a life hack.
Dylan's life hacks, which are boring but useful.
Cucumbers and carrots with hummus are a great after-school snack. Make it most days, and the kids will think it's normal and yummy. And here's the clincher. If they don't eat all their veggies at dinner, at least you know they've already had some goodness. Cheers.
Dylan's life hacks, which are boring but useful.
Thanks, Dylan.
I like that.
It's actually useful.
I love hummus.
Because the kids always come home and go, can I have a donut? Can I have a muffin? Can I have a hot cross bun? And I go, no, you can have some carrots and cucumber and hummus. And now they think it's good. I tricked them. Oh, man.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Good morning, it is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. It's time to get into the quiz.
It's Quizmas. It's Quizmas time.
So go 13, 24, 10. You could win a prize at the end of
it. It's Quizmas. It's Quizmas time.
Elaine this morning, we like Hayley Pearson representing the quiz.
My grandma's name is Elaine. That's beautiful.
And Sash wants Dylan Lewis to represent her in the quiz. So good luck for that, Sash.
My grandma's name wasn't Sash.
Oh, that's not a coincidence. Well, the theme today is throwback. It's a throwback, guys. So let's welcome our competitors to the studio, guys. Of course, we know in the right corner, it's Hayley Pearson.
Say hello to your friends. Babysitter at home. Say hello to the people who care. Nothing's better than friends. Babysitter.
And in the other corner, Dylan Lewis.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you ready? Can we test our buzzers, please?
Hang on. No.
What's wrong?
What? How come Hayley is in the right corner and I'm in the other corner?
Well, there's no right or wrong corner.
What's wrong with the left corner?
Is it the left corner or the wrong corner?
No, I don't think it matters, does it? Let's not get bogged down and
wet. In the other corner?
Mate, you're in the right corner, all right?
No, I'm in the
Hayley's
right corner.
In the right corner.
Okay, well, you're in the... There's two right corners. Two right corners don't make a right. Let's just move on. Can we move on, guys?
Yes.
I'm
going to
hit the drone here. Let's get it started here, guys.
Hayley. Right.
First question. In your reality TV throwback. who hosted the original Big Brother?
Hey,
Pierce.
Gretel Colleen. Yeah.
God. Question two, guys. Which show... this is good. Which show featured buff men and women with heaps of fake tans starring Snooki and The Situation?
Hayley.
Yes?
It was the... Oh, God, now I've gone blank. It was Snooki. It was the...
Snooki?
Yeah.
It's all about the Snooki.
Far out. It was...
Three,
it?
It's two, the, one. Dylan Lewis?
Do I get to have a go?
What are you doing on your computer there?
He's Googling.
Are you Googling?
Stop.
Yeah, you are.
Not,
I can see you.
I'm playing Pokemon. Jersey Shore. Cheers.
Here's the right answer.
That's so annoying.
Next question, guys. Starring in The Simple Life was Paris Hilton and her bestie,
Hayley.
Nicole.
Yep.
Yeah?
Nicole Richie. I thought that was the question.
Sucked in, mate. It's more.
Starring in The Simple Life is Paris Hilton and her bestie, Nicole.
Yes.
Who was Nicole's dad?
Lionel.
Is the right answer. Is that three? Okay, Dylan Lewis.
Jump ahead and give him the gold star.
Okay, 2-1, 2-1. Dylan Lewis is on 2, Hayley's on 1. Here's the next question. Reality TV throwback.
Be nice. It's Thursday.
Which show consisted of lonely farmers looking for love?
Hayley.
Hayley.
Farmer Loves a Wife.
Well, I mean it's...
Wrong!
I mean, I know what you meant.
Wrong! You can't...
Farmer wants a wife! Oh, are you serious? You can't take that away from me.
I mean...
Farmer wants a wife, but he also loves him. It's called Farmer Wants a Wife.
Farmer loves a wife!
Okay, I'm going to give it to you. All right,
no way!
This is the final question.
That's basically... That's what I'm saying.
This is the last question, guys. Whoever gets this right will get it right, all right?
It's just gone downhill.
Here we go, guys. Scandalous won which TV show?
Dylan?
Yes.
Because there was...
It also featured...
Don't give him any hints. Lock it in, Dylan.
Oh, God.
Three.
Is it Popstars?
Two is the right answer. You've won. Sasha, congratulations. You have won. You're off to see 21 Pilots, Entertainment Centre, Grammy Award winners. Dylan Lewis is doing his weird dance again.
Stop doing that dance. It's gross.
Anyway, guys, we need to stop that because we need to play his music. Well done, Dylan Lewis.
Thank God we're not Facebook Live.
Yeah, it's really appropriate song for this move.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Quiz back tomorrow, 8:30. See you then.
Oh, winner, winner. Chicken dinner. Woo-hoo!
Oh, gross. Gross. Okay. What are you doing?
Oh, my God, he's a dog.
Okay.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Some pretty sad news for school canteens. Now, this is starting in Orange over in New South Wales. It's a state government push for healthier schools for drinking food that's stocked in their canteen.
What's wrong with that?
Well, here's what it means, Dylan Lewis. It means goodbye to pies, goodbye to fried food, sausage rolls, pizza, hot dogs, all that gone. Hello to fruit and veggies, salad, healthy pasta, and stir fries. I mean...
Good.
Who has stir fries at school? I mean, times have changed.
They really have.
They're sucking.
My daughter gets sushi at school.
Someone's doing well.
Oh my God! You can get it from the canteen.
Can you?
As a healthy option.
See, back in my day, there was nothing healthy stocked in the canteen, and I remember just all the good stuff, the good unhealthy stuff. Like you get like a toasty with like mints on top and melted cheese.
Really?
Yeah, and like a kind of chocolate mint slice that I get with a choc milk, and I would also get like a hot dog and a chicken schnitzel for lunch.
I hate hearing you talk about food.
Wait, what did you used to get at your school canteen then, mate?
Well, I was in an era where this
Tofu?
Thing called this thing called Munch and Crunch was being introduced when I was at school.
Sure.
And it was to promote healthy eating.
Yep.
And by choice, if I had a lunch order, which was probably about twice a year, was once on my birthday and once when the parents couldn't be bothered making lunch because I was little, I would order a salad sandwich on purpose because I wanted it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just overdoing the whole health thing at the moment, guys. Don't take all the health food away. A little bit in moderation.
Dude.
A schnitzel's not going to kill you, guys.
Yeah, but one every day isn't that good.
I know. Not one every day. Look, 13-24-10, let's talk about the favourite thing you had at your school canteen.
I did love a jelly square.
Oh, yeah.
It was 5 cents.
Oh, yeah, that's a good price for a jelly square. All right, guys, let's talk. Your favourite thing at your school canteen.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Orange in New South Wales, the school there starting a government-pushed initiative for healthier food in their canteen, which means goodbye to all pies, fried food, sausage roll, pizza. Hello to healthy pasta, stir fries, fruit and vegetable.
What do you say in that voice?
It really annoys me, this kind of stuff.
Why?
You know, we should be able to choose what we get to eat. I don't want someone in orange telling me not to eat a pie.
But little young sponge brains at school, if they're choosing, as you say, what to eat, but all they've got to choose is unhealthy food, then that's going to set them up for life as having bad habits with their food eating. Shane?
No, I don't have bad habits, guys.
Yes, you do?
Yeah.
You eat...
yeah? Go on.
Cheetos in... Cheezels? Cheezels in bed.
Yeah, I do.
And wake up with a bed full of just orange dust.
All right, mate. Let's not paint a bad
picture. Don't you? Because of your bad, tuck shop, mate.
13, 24, 10. Let's talk about the favourite thing you had at school canteen. Jane?
Good morning.
Hi, Jane.
What was the best thing at your tuck shop?
Dylan, you'll get this.
Yes?
The Hexie pie. Do you remember the Hexie pie?
Oh, God, yeah.
What is that?
How good was that thing?
Oh, God.
What's a Hexie pie?
It was a hexagonal-shaped meat pie.
Okay, good.
But its best feature was the pastry, and it had some sort of crumb or something on the top.
Oh, I love a crumber.
Yeah, I love a crumb. I love pies. Any pie that's not circular in shape, I really dig.
Oh,
I love a square pie.
What about a dodecahedron pie?
Ooh, I'd love a dodecahedron pie.
Danny.
That's a big word for Shane in the morning.
I know. Danny, what's your favourite thing that you used to get at the school canteen?
Good morning. I used to get the bush biscuits with jam and butter.
Those massive biscuits? Are they the
massive?
Yeah. Yeah, they were great.
And a sprinkle donut.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
How much did they?
But, Dylan, sushi isn't actually healthy for you either.
Oh.
Because I work in the school canteen, if we made a schnitzel pack, we'd put it in the oven, but sushi's full of sugar.
Yeah, you tell him, Danny.
Yeah.
You tell him.
So.
Yeah, but it's better than a Sunny Boy, isn't it?
No way.
Okay, that's... Yeah. All right, thank you, Danny, for clearing that up for us, guys. Kate is on the phone too. Kate, what did you love at your canteen?
Hi.
Hi.
We used to have these things called pizza pockets, and they were the best thing ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can still get those. The McCain's?
Yeah, they're so good. They're like almost like donuts.
Yeah.
Taste around them filled with like all the cheese toppings that you love.
Yeah, you're right. They are really
good. Do you put
good.
It in the microwave? Is that the one?
I don't know how they cook them, but they're kind of like where they kept pies.
Yeah,
they were kind of crispy on the outside and they were all gooey and all the stuff would go everywhere.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. But if they were too hot and you bite into them, out comes the hot goo.
Yes, the amount of times I burnt myself when it pulled on my leg or something.
No,
but it was totally worth it.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Thank you for getting involved with that, Jennifer. All right, guys.
It's a horrible feeling when you get that hot goo on the leg.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.